Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 20th of June 2017, and this is the 604th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's a windy old day today. I don't know if you can hear it in the background. Definitely not a recording outside sort of a day. Very gusty and sort of distracting sort of wind. I can see the gum tree outside my window is almost bending double. And because they have such long leaves, they have a very, very particular kind of rustle. So I've had a very indoorsy sort of day. I haven't even done my Qigong today because this morning I had another one of Sarah Selecki's writing practice sessions. So I didn't have time to go walking then. And, well, I have to say I've just been a bit of a wuss in terms of going walking in the wind since then. So I've only sort of rolled out of my front door and to the end of the drive and up to the cafe. And my justification has been that I would be walking down to the writer's cave a bit later on, and that would give me plenty of cobweb removing blasts and gusts. But yet again, it has been cancelled. And so I am having it here. I think there may only be one other person, but that will be good. It'll be good to have one other person here. Will keep me committed to writing this evening for an extended period. But it does mean that I'm a bit, maybe I'll do a bit of Qigong inside in a little bit. It always feels wrong to do it inside, but it isn't. It isn't wrong. It's much more wrong not to do it at all. So I shall do that. I find myself, at the moment, I'm standing up and walking with you. You might have realised I'm sort of trying to wandering around the house and tripping over my bag. So I clearly my body thinks I should be doing something out there. I'm still having struggling, heavily struggling with my novel. It was good going to the cafe and just having a change of scene. I'm trying to really work out where the structural difficulties lie and see whether the bare bones will carry the flesh that I'm imposing on it, and whether they'll walk once I've done that. Because I do think that I have created a bit of a monster. Maybe it is more than one story, and I need to accept that and not keep trying to put them all together. But it's not a very simple, it's not a simple pulling apart, because they have become so intertwined over time. So I'm looking at that. I'm trying to analyse what I've what might need to be changed, or what thoughts I've had about different aspects of it by looking at the way that the structure has been set up and where things happen and just really the through lines of the characters and the through lines of the overall plot. So we'll see how that goes. I'm still not quite sure what I'm going to do tonight. I mean, maybe both of those things. But also I've begun to write a letter outlining the issues. So I think I'll also continue with that because it takes it out of the muddle in my head or even the muddle in my notebook and I'm trying to get it to be more concise and understandable to someone else, which is always a good thing. So that's where I'm at today. I wonder where you're at today. I wonder whether you have distracting wind. I'm hoping this is just a little short burst of wind here, that we're not entering the windy season 2 months early. That would be not funny. So I don't know why I should assume that because we've had a couple of windy days that's it. Very, very not helpful thinking that. So, well, I still wish, even though I'm sure you are not going to be as sensitive to windy days as I'm being here, I do wish you a calm day. Unless, of course, you particularly love wind. I know some people do. They find it really invigorating. So I hope that those of you who like calm will have it, and those of you who love wind will have that as well. And I also hope that you have managed to find a good engagement with whatever it is you're thinking about or working on today, or that you will do if your day is about to begin. I'm now going to do a bit of washing up. I'm going to listen to some Paul Temple, which I've heard 5 million times before, but somehow I find it quite soothing. And get this place a little organized for my visitor or visitors tonight. Ironically, last time when I went to get the coffee for people to have here, nobody wanted coffee, so I'm not bothering this week. I'm just going to provide a number of other alternatives. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.